Hi, my name is Daniel Campbell, and I am the director of the Lay Division here at St. John Vianney Theological Seminary for the Archdiocese of Denver. Our mission at the Lay Division is to put people in contact and communion with the person of Jesus Christ, who alone leads us to the heart of the Father in the Holy Spirit. In essence, we are all about making and maturing disciples. We do this through various offerings that study God's call to each and every person to have a personal relationship with Him in the church that He established with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What I want to talk to you about in this audio here is the Denver Catholic Biblical School, one of our two flagship programs that we offer. The Biblical School is a four-year study of the Sacred Scriptures, during which you are going to learn about and read all 73 books of the Bible. But you are not going to do so cover to cover. We don't start on page one in the book of Genesis and flip all the way through to the last page with the book of Revelation. Rather, we move around throughout the 4 years between the Old and New Testaments. Reason being that the overarching goal of the Biblical School program is to give you the narrative thread from Genesis to Revelation in the story of the Bible. And this is a story that is much easier followed if you are engaging both Old and New Testament as you move throughout your study. And so in the first year, you learn about and read the historical books of the Old Testament, beginning with the ever-famous Torah, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible that set the stage for all the rest: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And here in this first year, you trace the covenant structure of God's saving plan from the creation of the cosmos in Genesis to the victory of His people over their Greek oppressors in the Maccabean Revolt shortly before the days of Christ. And now you're equipped with a deeper understanding of God's plan of salvation revealed in the Old Testament, which leaves second-year students next to explore the fulfillment of that plan in the New Testament with the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We then also discover in the second year how the church continues to proclaim and make present the saving work of Jesus Christ from the apostolic age to the present day, as we read in the Acts of the Apostles and the epistles of the great St. Paul. The third year returns to the Old Testament with a study of the prophets, those mysterious and elusive writers, with an overview of salvation history from the first year and a close study of Jesus and His mission from the second year. You are now ready, though, to tackle these prophets and connect the crucial dots between the Old Testament promises and their fulfillment in Christ. We herein also dive into the darkness of Israel's infidelity, but also the light of God's promised salvation, in which we find not only historical connections, but also modern relevance to our own lives and stories today. The last and fourth year of study then focuses on the opening verse in John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Most Christians might be familiar with Jesus being identified as the Word of God, but why is He? What is the significance of calling Him the Word? Here in this final year of study, you're going to delve into the Psalms and wisdom literature of the Old Testament: Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs, Wisdom of Solomon, Sirach. And you discover the Old Testament context of the wisdom, or Word, of God. From there, you turn back to the New Testament and you study the letters of James, Jude, and Peter. And finally, all of the themes of the previous 3 years come together as you end your study in this last and fourth year with the Gospel and Epistles of St. John and the Book of Revelation. So as you can see, this four-year journey through every book of Scripture, it's meant to help you understand the narrative history of God's saving acts through His patriarchs, prophets, and people, leading up to the fullness of Revelation in Jesus Christ. And sacred scripture is instrumental to our relationship with our Lord. As early church father St. Jerome famously said, ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. Why did he say that? Because as the catechism writes, all of scripture is one story, and that story is Jesus Christ, which is the heart of our teaching of scripture here at the Biblical School, to give you an encounter with Jesus Christ through the scriptures, precisely by teaching you how every part of the scriptures is about Jesus Christ. You know, there's a great story in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39 that gives a good example of this. Let me just read it for you here and set the stage. This again is Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. But an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road." And he rose and went. And behold, an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a minister of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture which he was reading was this: "As a sheep led to the slaughter, or a lamb before its shearer is dumb, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken up from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, pray, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news of Jesus. And as they went along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught up Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. An angel of the Lord tells Philip, "Go south to the road from Jerusalem to Gaza," wherein he comes across an Ethiopian eunuch, a man of great prestige under the Ethiopian queen. And he's reading from the book of Isaiah in his carriage after coming to Jerusalem to adore the city's riches. The eunuch is reading the scriptures, but he's left confused. Philip learns that the passage that he's confused by is Isaiah chapter 53, verses 7 through 8. That whole part about the sheep, the lamb being led to the slaughter, that's coming from Isaiah 53, verses 7 through 8. That's what the eunuch is reading. And he's left puzzled, the eunuch, by who these verses are about. Are these verses about the prophet Isaiah himself? Are they about somebody else? Now, this passage comes from a section in Isaiah called the Song of the Suffering Servant. It is one of the four so-called servant songs in the book of Isaiah. And these four songs are called servant songs because these songs are about the future Messiah to come. And that future Messiah will be the embodiment of Israel, fulfilled, of course, by Jesus Christ himself. He is that Messiah. And as we read in Catechism paragraph 713, the Messiah's characteristics are revealed above all in the servant songs. These songs proclaim the meaning of Jesus' passion and show how he will pour out the Holy Spirit to give life to the many, not as an outsider, but by embracing our form as slave. Taking our death upon himself, he can communicate to us his own spirit of life. Jesus is that servant from those four songs in Isaiah. As our Lord himself says, "I came not to be served, but to serve others." Even more specifically, he came to give his life as a ransom, which is what this particular servant song that the eunuch is reading, the Song of the Suffering Servant, that's what it's all about. This song from Isaiah describes the rejection, humiliation, and murder of the Messiah by his own generation. Yet in the midst of this tragedy, the servant pours out his life willingly in sacrifice for sin. The servant does what we cannot do ourselves, what no animal sacrifice of the Old Testament could do. He offers himself. And in doing so, he makes an offering that is pleasing to the Father and atones for sin because he himself is without sin. He is the innocent Lamb of God, as John the Baptist calls him. And deliverance comes through his being sacrificed. So you can imagine the eunuch. Right? The eunuch is reading this in Isaiah 53. How exactly am I supposed to understand that from the passage I'm reading? Of course he's confused. Who wouldn't be confused by whatever very mysterious sounding thing Isaiah is describing? But thankfully for the eunuch, Philip preaches to him the good news of Jesus Christ. Because that's what Isaiah is about. That's what everything in Scripture is about. Jesus Christ. And as they go along the road, they come across water. And so the eunuch asks aloud, "What is to prevent me from being baptized?" I would challenge you to ask yourself a similar question. What is to prevent me from signing up for classes with a biblical school? What is to prevent that? What is stopping you? There will never be enough time in the day. There will never be enough days in the week. There will never be enough weeks in the year. We all know this. We need to take the opportunity when we see it, right here, right now, just like the Ethiopian eunuch. There is no better day than today. Now, there is also, of course, another great point in this exchange. What else does the eunuch say? Very importantly, how can I understand? Philip asks him, do you understand what you're reading? And he says, how can I understand what I'm reading in the Bible unless someone guide me? The scriptures need an interpreter. The apostles themselves could not understand the scriptures until Christ gave them the knowledge to. Yet isn't this what so many of us have experienced? We want to understand the Old Testament, but don't know the context. We don't know the people. We don't understand the laws and the culture and the social and political and religious circumstances of the day. We think we might understand the New Testament a bit better. I'm more familiar with it. But yet we're always plagued by this nagging question we can't answer. Why did they kill Jesus? We want to read the Bible cover to cover as a New Year's resolution, but so many struggle with that. We lose track of the story. We lose sight of the big picture. So many of us are so often hungry to read the Word of God, but intimidated by it, scared by it, confused by it, puzzled by a world so far removed from our own. But this is what we at the Biblical School are here for. This is why our curriculum focuses on the narrative approach to Scripture, giving you a thorough study of salvation history in every book of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, to see how God's promises, prophecies, and covenants of the Old Testament are fulfilled in the person and mission of Jesus Christ and His church. We are here to help you discover all of these elements of the history of salvation that bind the various stories of the Bible together as a cohesive whole, setting the stage for Jesus Christ, and now yourself and your place in that story. And we want to give you the tools and the skills that you need to hear anew the invitation of our Lord in the pages of the Bible to follow Him. To follow Him. So come join us and the thousands of other Biblical School students who have found themselves following in the footsteps of our Lord through the inspired Word of God. Make the choice now to learn your faith. Check out all of our Biblical School class options at sjvlaydivision.org and get ready for your life to change in studying the faith with us.